Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for our regular check-ins with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
We've been hearing a lot in the news over the last few weeks about making sure that you get your COVID booster vaccination jabs. If you are classed as one of the vulnerable people, or if I think I'm right, if you're like me, you are over 52. Elizabeth, so what is happening right now about the COVID vaccinations?
I think, Toby, you're right. It depends on the listener's status. If you're in a care home or housebound, you'll be getting your vaccine quite soon. Health professionals like myself and my staff, we're booked in over the next 3 to 4 weeks, which is good. They suggest that we should be done first, along with perhaps the very elderly. Now, those who are vulnerable and have particular medical issues, they'll be notified soon. And then it's the over 50s. They'll be called afterwards for their booster.
Do you still get a COVID vaccination if you've actually had COVID itself?
Yes, but it's all about the timing. You need to wait for 4 weeks after either the date of the test or when you had your first symptoms before getting your vaccination.
And Elizabeth, what about the flu vaccination? As it certainly seems like we're getting to that time of the year when it is time for your flu vaccination.
It's probably really important that you get the flu vaccine this year because you won't have built up much immunity. And I believe the numbers of flu cases was quite high in Australia this year. We tend to gauge how the flu season is going. Basically, by looking at Australia, generally, you will be contacted to get your vaccine. And really, there will be variations on how and where you receive it, depending on where you live or if you're housebound. This year, for example, my pharmacy is involved with vaccinations for the over 65s, vulnerable patients over 50 and healthcare staff, but it will vary right across the country.
People do tend to talk about getting flu after having their vaccinations. That's not true, is it?
No, Toby, we think the vaccine could possibly stimulate maybe a viral infection you've already got in your body, but you can't get flu from the vaccine.
Elizabeth, why do we need to get a flu vaccination every year then?
Yeah, it's a good question, Toby. The flu viruses change rapidly, and last year's injection will not protect you against this year's strains.
And how long after the flu vaccination will it take effect then?
It takes about 2 weeks. This is the time it takes the body to develop the antibodies you need to protect you, so about 2 weeks.
And lastly, Elizabeth, can you get your COVID vaccination at the same time as getting your flu jab?
Yes, you can. It's safe to do so. And there's actually a study looking at whether they, in fact, should be given together in the future. The logistics of trying to vaccinate, you can imagine large numbers of people across the UK, may mean that that's the way the vaccines are offered always in the future. I know last year I had a lot of patients who just didn't want them together. They felt maybe it was a bad idea in case they got side effects. But I think all of my staff, we all got them at the same time and I think we survived. but obviously, if you do want them separately, you can possibly pay for a vaccine. But yes, I think it's quite safe.
Well, that's good to know that it is safe. And as always, some very useful information and advice for us all there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe get in touch, where is the best place for people to go to find you then?
All the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby.